Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Secondary coach Chris Hewitt met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
That's part of the game, right? That's we talk about Raven DNA. We talk about guys being physical, and that's at every level of our defense, whether that's the corners, safeties. Everybody's going to want to be physical, right? So we want guys, especially at the corner position, we're going to put hands on people, disrupt the timing, and then when it comes to the ball being run or we're out in space, we're going to be physical and tackle. That's regardless of whoever we have out there. We got guys that are going to be physical. That's definitely what he is. He's definitely a physical corner. He's an old school guy. He can play. Like he's got that mentality that he's a, you know, linebacker mentality. He's coming up when he wants to hit. He's punching the ball out. I mean, you got to be on point wherever Marlon's at, because he's, you know, great blitzer. You know, he's the total package. He's got the speed, power. He's got all of that.
Beyond Marlon and Rock, you've got a lot of young corners. What's your assessment of that competition and what stood out to you?
Well, right now, we got Marlon. He solidified himself as one of the corners. And then we got Rock, who's right now he's got the nod. But Jalen Armour Davis, he's pushing him as well. And I look for big things from him coming up. But it's going to be a competition throughout the whole training camp. And we'll find out who comes out of there right now.
Anything in particular that stood out to you?
Making plays. That's what we're going to be graded on. That's what those guys are being graded on. They got to be able to make plays when it counts.
Before he got here and since
we've seen him. He's a lot like, my thing is I want guys that are physical, and that's what Rock brings to the table. He's a physical corner. Okay, he's going to come up. He's going to tackle. He punches at the ball, but he's played in a different system. He's been cover three, cover two type corner. He hasn't played a whole bunch of man and all the multiple coverages that we play. So there's a little bit of learning curve for him right now. But he's getting there.
He's getting more reps now. He's helping. How is Jalen Armour Davis doing in his second year?
He's climbing. All right. Every day is a new day, and we want to make sure that every day that he comes out, he's on point and he's doing all the things that we're asking him to do, and grade out, you know, in a positive and not the negative. We find these guys every time they have a negative play. So positive plays, and we'll see what happens at the end of camp. Yeah, absolutely. Last year, you know, Chuck had the green dot, and Chuck was the guy that was doing all the communicating, and you know, he was just following Chuck's lead. Now this year, he's got to be the guy that's got to run the back end, get everybody lined up, and it's not that he couldn't do it; he could always do it. And he's a very vocal guy, and getting everybody all on the same page, and he's done a great job so far.
Chris, do you see Brandon Steele still as a guy that can kind of play any position back there, or are you zeroing in more on one?
Brandon is a guy. He's a utility knife. Brandon's played pretty much every position in the back end. He's played corner. He's played nickel. He's played dime, and he's played safety. And we'll continue to keep him, use him in that aspect to try to get him on the field. Matchups. You know, our thing here is we use guys that are interchangeable parts. So, you know, wherever we see fit that we get the best matchup with him, that's where we'll put him.
In that slot position, you talk about matchups.
It doesn't have to be one guy. There's a lot of guys that you've seen last year. We had Kyle playing at the nickel position as well. So we got a lot of guys that we can use and put it in there. But as of right now, it is an open competition. And we got, you know, Pep, we got Arthur, we got AD, Kyle, Marlon. We got a lot of guys that can go in there. Even Jalen could go in and go play nickel. So it's all about who comes out of there. Right now, it's a competition. He's a veteran, and you know he's picked up on the defense really fast. And along with that, he's a guy who's, again, he's physical. He's a great communicator. He stays ahead of the play. He sees formations, calls it out. Veteran player. So we'll see what happens. I'm sorry, one more time.
How important is running defense to be a factor in that race to be a slot, considering just how important Kyle was last year?
As far as the run defense is concerned, right, nobody runs the ball on the Baltimore Ravens. We want to be top notch when it comes to that. But with Kyle, he's going to be in multiple positions. He's going to play back, and he will play up as well. So it's just a matter of him getting comfortable playing back there and the chemistry with Marcus. So that's where he's at right now, being comfortable with the communication with Marcus and playing off each other. And as we go throughout camp, we'll assess where we want to use him and best suited to play him.
Where have you seen the most growth from Kyle, year one to year two?
The most growth? He knows the defense. Earlier in the year he had a lot of growing pains. So he's ahead of the plays this year. He's ahead of the formations, down the distance, knows how to play now. So we'll see big things from Kyle. I expect this guy to be a Pro Bowl type player this year. All right.